Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, I got one.
You got one.
Yeah.
Your new favorite Best Worst message.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you ready?
Hello. Welcome
Hello.
To Pure Faux.
It's a podcast about writing. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to our podcast. Today, we're going to talk about personal safety, online dating, hooking up online, how to keep yourself safe. I mean, both on the internet and your personal safety.
Mm-hmm.
But first, we're going to do a best worst message of the week. Do you have one?
I do, but it is a series of messages. So
oh, love.
Buckle up.
Buckle up,
buckle
buttercup.
In, strap yourself in for strap a ride
on,
or something.
Pegging.
I've lost it. Okay. moving on. So first message says, what does it take to get a reply? Second message says, what does it take to get a reply? Third message says, what does it take to get a reply? I reply and say, a profile with more than one word would be helpful. There is literally one word on this guy's profile.
What does the word say?
Let's see.
Do you remember?
I forgot how weird he was. It just says MILFs. And his interest, it just says blindfolds.
Oh.
That's it. So this guy is just, which is very funny because when it says what he's looking for women, TVTS aged 18 to 99 will meet smokers, but they must be blindfolded MILFs.
Oh, no, well, no, maybe he wants to wear the blindfold.
Maybe he is a MILF.
Maybe he is a MILF himself.
Anyway, so I said a profile with more than one word help. He said, have you got Kick or WhatsApp? I didn't reply. Then he said, can we chat elsewhere? I replied and said, probably not. He said, WhatsApp or Kick?
He's point, just not really getting the message, is he?
At this point, I was like, you know what? I'm going to have fun. So I was like, yeah, definitely. He said, can I have your ad? And I was like, sure. Just didn't say anything
else. Didn't say anything else, yeah.
And then he said, what is it? And sent me a picture of his body, which is not an unattractive body.
Mm.
So he said, what is it? I said, 7. He said, lol, you're mean. And I said, and you're a pest who doesn't know how to take a hint and leave a girl who clearly isn't interested in you alone. Goodbye, sir. And then 3 days later, he said, hey. God loves a trier.
Sometimes I wonder, like, because, you know, are you a site supporter? That's why you can see your history, your message history.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder whether some of these guys are not site supporters and so they can't see that they have previously messaged you, or else they just have absolutely no shame whatsoever.
No, I think they have no shame.
Okay. Brilliant.
I honestly
brilliant.
Think they have no shame.
Mm-hmm. They can just be having a whole conversation with themselves, basically. And then they'll be like, then they'll get annoyed at you for not replying and then end up having an argument with themselves with you.
He didn't even get annoyed. He was like, lol, you're mean. Like, I love this banter that we have. We're so funny.
So yeah, that is banter. That is like Love Island level banter. That's the quality of banter that we have these days.
Wow. I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that. I hope that he continues to message me and I'll send him my number again. And, you know,
will it still be 7?
It will always be 7.
Okay.
7 is my number that I just, it's my number. 7.
Lucky number 7.
Yeah. So that's my best worst message.
Amazing. So today we're going to talk about online safety. So obviously when you are, like, especially hooking up for sex online, there are certain precautions that you have to take to ensure your personal safety.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also like a level of online safety now that you have to be really cautious of. Because you'll remember that a few months ago, time is an illusion now, I can't remember when anything happened, but a few months ago, maybe it was last year, they discovered that Discord server full of all of the stolen pictures of sex workers on OnlyFans and private women on OnlyFans and private pictures that have been shared.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of stuff is getting stolen. So I think that the first point to note is re-nudes. No harm in sending nudes. We love to send a nude, nudes and lewds, but they just can never have your face in them. And I've been guilty of that in the past.
I disagree. I think they can have your face in them, but know what you're doing.
Mm.
if you like, I send nudes with my face in them, right? Do I want my mother to find it? No. But if she did, am I, is it going to hugely affect my life?
Yeah, actually, no. That's a good point.
I personally feel comfortable with that level of risk. I'm okay with that. A lot of people wouldn't be, and that's totally fucking fine too. But just make an informed choice. If you decide to have your face in, fine, but commit to the risk that you're taking and own that and be like, okay, this could potentially happen.
Yeah, that's actually true. And I think I would kind of be on this a little bit of the same page about that. Like, so what? I sent a nude picture to someone. It's not, you know, it's, I mean, not 1992.
Fucking burn me at the stake. Like.
Yeah, yeah. But there are people for whom that would be a much bigger risk in their life.
Of course, if you have like a job in the public eye or something.
Yeah, or you work with kids even or whatever.
Or just some people just personally wouldn't be comfortable. And that's completely fucking fine. That's no problem. I think you and I are very free with our bodies and probably above average in that sense. So what we...
Just say slags, Sarah.
Okay. Slags. So, you know, what our comfort level is, you know, that is no reflection on us or anything. But whatever you want to fucking do, do it. But just do it fully in the knowledge that, you know, shit can happen. And if it does happen, you don't really have anybody to blame but yourself.
No. Well,
no,
blame the people who are sharing the messages
but
without
also,
consent.
You have to take your own responsibility.
Yeah. So if ultimately it really comes down to, aside from the fact that this is now illegal, which I think we'll get into on another episode because it was such a big life changing piece of legislation and it's really important. It's now illegal to share intimate images of someone else without their consent. Mm-hmm. Setting that aside, because I think probably a lot of people don't even know that and they'll continue to do it.
I didn't fucking know until you said it to me a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was like,
you shouldn't be sending something that is going to ruin your life if it ends up resurfacing somewhere or somebody gets to see it.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. Obviously, objectively, that is correct. But you get the horn. Listen. I have taken enormous risks because of the horn. You know, when the horn gets you, nothing else fucking exists.
Yeah.
And I can totally empathize with anybody who has said things and had major regret after. We've all fucking been there. Let's try not to do it in future, but not be too hard on ourselves if and when it happens.
Yeah, that's very true. So aside from the whole online safety thing, although I guess there's another aspect to it as well about sharing your personal information.
I think that's
and making
worse.
Sure that you're not identifiable as your real identity, let's say, in the real world.
I think that's riskier personally for me because I feel like a nude woman on the internet now is like nothing.
Yeah, I guess a nude picture devoid of context is sort of everybody does it.
Yeah, especially if you, like we said, you're not somebody in the fucking public eye. Obviously, if you're, you know, Ryan Tuberty, maybe... Mm-hmm. Keep that under wraps. I don't know
Please, Ryan Tuberty.
I don't know why.
Please keep it under wraps.
I don't know why. Sorry, Ryan. I'm sorry.
Ryan.
I met Ryan, remember.
Oh my God. I was interviewed by Ryan
on the sofa and we shared a fag afterwards.
On the Late Late Show, not just any old sofa.
Yeah.
On the television.
I'm not asking to see his penis.
What
Michelle,
has happened?
Help me.
Why of everybody you could have chosen in the world did you choose Ryan Tuberty?
I was fucking crawling your shoulder, but I just
okay, Grania Shoiga's
podcasting.
Grania Shoiga's career would be over if nudes surfaced of her.
Yes.
Yes.
So I can't even remember
what you're talking about. I guess if you're in the public eye, you have to be more cautious of nude surfacing. But for the normal everyday person, if someone, you know, that you knew saw just a nude picture of you devoid of any context, you could explain it away, not that you have to, by being like, look, I sent it to someone and they circulated it and they shouldn't have done
but
that.
Also,
and that's
I don't know if that's going to happen, right? So let's say, I don't know exactly the details of these stories, but let's say I sent a nude to a lad, whatever, it went on to this server, whatever. Another guy I know, one of my cousins found it.
Yeah.
Right? And he went, oh, fucking hell, that's Sarah.
Yeah.
is he going to say to me, "Hi, Sarah, I was perusing thousands of photographs of naked women on the internet that didn't give me their consent to look at those pictures, and I came across yours. Can you please explain your actions?" I don't fucking think he would.
But some, whatever about the Discord server, but that actually happened to me before when I was on a different site, the precursor to Fab Swingers, I think. I don't know if it still exists. It was called Adult Friend Finder. And I was at a family wedding, and my cousin...
Wow.
Said to me, he obviously had a few drinks on him, "Saw your profile on Adult Friend Finder. Oh my God, can't believe your pics," whatever. And I just...
Well, you've just completely proven my point wrong, which I think is unfair of you, because that was shocking and weird that that happened to you.
And I don't think I said... I think... I can't really remember because it was a very, very long time ago. I think I literally just turned away and didn't say anything. Mm. And we never spoke of it again, obviously. Because
what the fuck did he expect you to say? Like,
I honestly don't know.
Weird.
But for something like that, where it's very plainly images that were shared without consent, because my pictures were just there on the site. I didn't have my face in them, but no, he recognized me anyway.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Even if your face is not in there, especially if you have like identifying tattoos or even like your home, that is identifiable for someone who knows you.
Do you remember that once on my Fab profile, long time ago, before I put face pictures up on my Fab profile and everything. But before I did that, I remember once a guy recognized me by the freckles on my arse.
Oh my God. Your Instagram?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't even know I had, I still don't know if I do. Like,
whip it out there.
No. But yeah, you know, people can't.
Someone has recognized.
Weirdos everywhere. Like my postman. Remember my fucking Fastway delivery guy?
Yeah. He recognized you.
There was no face pics there either. So
someone recognized me on Fab as well from my Instagram because they recognized the mirror in one of my pictures.
Oh, that's so weird.
In my hall. And I'm like, why would you say that to someone? That makes me feel so unsafe.
They didn't even have the fucking sense to keep that to themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And so you have to be really careful about that type of thing, because even if you don't have your real name on there, there are other ways of identifying who a person is and tying that online profile, because I think finding the online profile on a fucking swingers website is more scandalous than just a naked picture.
Yeah.
The scandal is not that, oh, there's nude pictures on that profile. The scandal is that the profile exists in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be quite careful about what you post on there, and make sure, this is my number one tip, you're not using any photos, even if they're cropped, that are posted anywhere else online. Because if you do a reverse image search, you can then find that person's Instagram profile, their Facebook, whatever. Mm-hmm. So if you're someone who does post like maybe more raunchier pictures on your Instagram, no shade at all, go for it, do it. Just make sure the pictures on your Fab Swingers profile or your sex profile or whatever it is are different pictures to those pictures, so there can't be a direct link to say this is clearly the same person.
Yeah.
I use a fake name on my profile. Do you? No.
No. I feel like I'm probably really reckless, to be honest, because a part of me is like, I don't want to fucking live my life like this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm on a sex site. Like, you know, I'm perfectly fucking open with that. Mm. Anybody who, you know, would challenge me on it, like, I'm a 31-year-old woman. I like sex.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, get over yourself. I like to have sex with men. I'm a woman. Like, it's okay. Nothing illegal is happening. My daughter is safe. Calm the fuck down.
I think, though, if you really catastrophize, right, and let's break this down to something that's very scary, okay?
Oh, great.
If you, on your Fab Swingers profile, and let's pretend this is not the case, that there are more creepy, dangerous people on Fab Swingers than there are in the normal
course of the world,
which is not true. But let's just pretend. You have pictures on your Fab Swingers profile that are easily identifiable as being the same person on Instagram.
Yeah, I have my face.
Yeah, right. And this is less for you, but more for me. I think if you were a frequent watcher of my Instagram stories, it would be very easy to find out where I live. Mm-hmm. Listeners, please don't do that. Thank you. It would be very easy to figure out where I live. Mm-hmm. Definitely the location, and possibly even the exact location. Mm-hmm. And so if there's a link between those two things, anybody who is really has malicious intent or is a true predator or even just like a creep could find you.
Yeah.
or you get into a bad exchange with someone and they are malicious and they are dangerous and they decide, oh, I'm going to get my revenge on that bitch who rejected me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go and find her Instagram and find this and find that. I actually had that with a guy before. I went on a date with him and we slept together or whatever, a meet. And he just got way too intense and he lost the rag for something bizarre and I just blocked him. And he kept like calling me and calling me and calling me and I blocked his number. And then I remember on one of the dates we were in town and we were walking somewhere and I pointed and I was like, oh, that's my office over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the days in work, this is when I was working in a law firm, reception rang up to me and they were like, oh, such and such name is on the phone. And in my head, it sounded like the name of one of my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just in work mode. So I was like, oh yeah, Graham, put him through. But it was this guy who phoned my work. And I was like,
Because I blocked him.
I was like, this is completely inappropriate. And I hung up. The next day, reception rang me and they're like, oh, there's a package for you here at reception. And I was like, okay, grand. All the time I get packages. And I went down and the receptionists were like, oh, somebody left you in a present. Like, this is so exciting. Like, who is this? And I was like, oh my God, I don't know. This is very exciting. And I opened it up and it was this guy. He had left me he bought me like a scarf and like a little card.
That feels
and I was
very like violating.
Very, very violating. Mm. And then he started ringing me on a private number, which you can't block. And I knew it was him. So I would just have to hang up and hang up and hang up and hang up. And he would call me for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes at a time. And it was not pleasant.
No.
But that wasn't because of anything I had posted online. He knew where I lived and he knew where I worked because I had said, I had him in my home. And I said, that's my office.
Mm.
So
look, I mean, we also had a friend who, do you remember, she had a guy, he found her pictures on Fab and he knew her from real life,
mm-hmm.
but she never found out exactly who he was, but he knew her Facebook.
Oh.
Do you remember this? And he like screenshotted her Fab pictures and
sent them to her
on Facebook Messenger and mm-hmm. was like, I'm going to send all these to your family if you don't fuck me, blah, blah, blah. And he took pictures outside her house and sent them to her. So obviously somebody that knew her really well. And we kind of drifted apart from that. From that woman. So I don't really know how that ended.
Yeah.
But
that was really scary.
She was really scared.
You would be scared.
Like, she lives there with her kid.
Yeah.
Right. Like, that's really fucking scary.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I feel like that was sort of an unavoidable situation like yours too, because you can't fucking help it if somebody that you know from real life finds you on Fab.
Yeah.
And no matter how hard you try to make things unrecognizable, I think somebody who really does know you will find a way.
Yeah. And this is where the line is, I guess. And I don't want to fall into this trap of being like, here are all the things women have to do to make sure that someone doesn't assault them or someone doesn't stalk them. Like, that's not where the balance of responsibility lies. Like,
men should just try not to stalk us.
Try to not stalk or assault us, please.
Mm.
But I do think there are some like common sense things that you can do to keep yourself more safe and secure. Common sense things that I frequently don't do.
Well, here's an example of one.
Yeah.
When I first started my casual sex journey, my Fab name was my first name and my kick name was my second name.
Oh, that's helpful.
All spelled perfectly.
Perfectly, exactly right.
I was just short of sticking the PPS number up there. Like,
just put it up there.
Mother's maiden name. The air code.
Your BIC, your IBAN, all of it.
Yeah, and I was really lucky because I started off on FetLife, not on Fab. And
people are a little bit more clued in there and a bit more respectful, I guess.
Well,
that's my impression.
Yeah. You had friends. You were involved in the scene. I think that's what you're talking about, the scene specifically.
Mm.
Anyway, but I was very lucky because I was like, you know, all shiny and new and excited and like had discovered that I could have orgasms. And I was like, oh my God, I want to do all the filthy stuff.
Yeah.
And I literally had on my profile like, hi, I'm Sarah. I'm really new to everything. And I just really want to explore and have fun and try everything. And like, fucking target number one over here. And the sharks were coming at me and I, of course, didn't have the experience to recognize them. And then a woman who's now our friend messaged me and she was like, you need to fucking take all of that,
take that shit down. Yeah.
And she sort of took me under my wing, under her wing, and taught me how to be a responsible person on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even having done that, I've still had really bad experiences. Like, mm-hmm. I've had an assault.
Yeah.
I've been catfished by a complete creep, like, who I'd already had sex. Like, it's not even, that's not even catfishing. I don't know what the word for that experience was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had sex with a guy in my apartment. It went really badly. He deleted his profile, blocked me, and then set up a new profile trying to pretend he was somebody else, and came back to my apartment again. And that felt really, like, I felt really unsafe after that, because I was like, fuck, like, what the fuck is this guy capable of next? Like,
yeah,
that was so weird that I felt uneasy. And, you know, like, it's a weird, I think everybody has a different line, but for me, like, I'm still, maybe I'm reckless or not, but I'm still like, I don't want to spend my whole life on my tippy toes online.
Yeah. I don't really feel like I'm on my tippy toes. I think I have, like, certain things that I do that are almost unconscious, and maybe that's sad and tragic, but they're just sort of par for the course things that I will do.
But, like, Michelle, I'm going to challenge you on this, because you make it very clear to people that you are Michelle of Purefilled Podcast when you're on Fab. Somebody goes on to Purefilled Podcast, they hear us talk about Instagram, they find your Instagram fucking easily. You know, it doesn't take that much effort. So I would assume that you are sort of the same level as me, as in, like, I don't want to be fucking raped and assaulted, please, thanks.
Yeah.
But also, I'm not going to, like, spend every waking moment of my life worrying.
Yeah, I guess there's a slight difference, because if you were, to me, like, the forum is there, right? And the forum is there, but you have to kind of be there in that moment, or within a few hours of that thread being there, to see that and make the connection. So the people who we generally talk to on the forums are seemingly relatively sound, and that's a community thing, and that's relatively safer, or feel safer to me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put that on my Fab profile.
No, for just any old randomer.
For just any old randomer to see. And it's more of a passing thing as well. It feels more like an Instagram story type thing, and it doesn't expire in 24 hours. And I know that it doesn't. But I sort of mean more about, like, meeting people.
Okay, so actually organizing meets.
There are certain things that I will do, which are like, well, first of all, when I know you have your Facebook on your profile, but a lot of people don't. So the first thing that you need to do is find out what the person
said
looks
Facebook.
Like.
Facebook. I thought you said pick. I was like, I have my Facebook on my
You have your Facebook on your Fab profile. That would be a step too far, I would argue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I have my Facebook.
Your face pick, but a lot of people don't. most people, I would say, don't have their face pick up, and so you have to ask for it. And for me, I will never send one until I have received one. And that's not necessarily a personal safety thing. That's I don't really, if this is going to end up being someone I know, because Ireland is small, I would rather be in control of that, because I know for a fact that I personally have the discretion to simply block that person, move on with my life, and pretend that I never saw it.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily know that from the other person. Not that I think that they're going to, like, expose me, but it could be a weird interaction that I would prefer not to have.
And then there could be somebody that you see regularly enough.
Someone from work, it could be my boss, it could be anybody.
That, like, totally makes sense. There was actually a thread on the forum recently, and I couldn't comment on it because I am permanently banned from the forum, but you commented on it. And in the thread, the guy who posted was questioning whether people felt that a profile that contained face pictures meant that that person wasn't very discreet.
I find that really interesting.
I found, like, really surprising. I was like, what? You fucking weirdo. Like,
yeah.
But there was so many people who commented in that thread saying that, like, yeah, when they see face pictures, they're immediately suspicious that, like, that person has no respect for privacy or for discretion or whatever. And I sort of think that's bullshit, but, like, I suppose it's up to everybody and whatever you think. Like, you
can, like, people have different levels of comfort, because I guess for a lot of couples, like, when we're talking about the swing scene, like, me and Sarah are involved as single women, so we're basically just hooking up in a slightly different way to if you're in the bars or on the dating sites or whatever. If you are an established married couple and you have kids and you're swinging, your bar for who you want to know about that is probably Zero. You want zero people to know about that. And it would be a big deal if people were to find out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for those people, someone who is very open about their lifestyle and open about swinging or whatever are just probably not a good match for them.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
And it's not necessarily about discretion, although maybe it is. Maybe they do think that person is indiscreet.
Some but they're just not a good match. Say that.
Yeah. And that would never have crossed my mind.
But like, that makes sense.
I find it a positive when someone has a Facebook, because I'm like, okay, obviously this person is comfortable enough with being here that they're happy to put their face on it. And I like that. I think that's attractive to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the face pick thing, I always make them share one first. And if they won't share one, I won't talk to them, because to me, A, there's no point if I don't know if I'm attracted to them.
Mm-hmm.
And B, there's always this whiff of, oh, something to hide. Like if you have a secret wife or a secret girlfriend, or you're the fucking Taoiseach for someone, I don't. That's too much hassle. Go away. Like
Taoiseach, yeah. That's too much hassle.
Yeah. Yes, Michal.
I think
stop messaging me.
We're going to get fucking sued or something. You shut up. I think as well, if you ask a guy for a face pic and he says, yeah, I'll get you one in a minute. And then it's been a minute and he's putting it off. Red flag central, because that dude's not meeting you.
Do you know what they always say? They're like, oh, I don't have any uploaded here. And usually I send them back a little tutorial about how to do it. I'm like, okay, if you just open your camera and if you press this button, you can send me a live one. And they're like, no. I'm like, no.
You're such a bitch.
You
should send them like a link to like a YouTube video on how to take a selfie.
Yeah, how to take a selfie.
That's funny.
But you know they're spinning you a line. So to me, that's a good...
Yeah, it's a good way to test.
Yeah. And then the other thing, so now we're veering more into things that I say that you must do, that I sometimes do and sometimes I don't do.
Well, we always tell the gals when we're getting a ride.
Yeah. We always do.
Not necessarily for safety. Most just like, I'm getting a ride, bitches.
I'm getting a ride. So in the past, I do this less and less now, I guess, maybe because I'm more comfortable and I haven't had any bad experiences. But like, I would always send to my bestie, my twinnie, I will send her the guy's phone number. I have to get their phone number. If they won't give me their phone number, I won't meet them. I do that now, but used to, if they wouldn't give me their phone number, I wouldn't meet them, because they'd be like, oh no, but then like you can find out who I am. Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. If you come over here
and assault me,
I would like to have your phone number to pass to Angarda Síochána. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So the phone number, their face picture and whatever, I always give like a screenshot of the profile or whatever, so the username is there and whatever, so that there is some way to like track them down.
Mm-hmm.
Always meet in a public place. Don't invite someone over directly to your home.
Don't do that.
No, I'm too lazy now. I don't like leaving my home.
Public places are scary. Like there's like germs.
There's germs there now. It's because of the pandemic. But yeah, like you should always, if you are going to meet someone, if you are inviting someone over, obviously you should tell someone that that is what you're doing. But we talked about this before. That doesn't stop anything bad happening to you.
No. That's literally like so that you have some options after the terrible thing happens. Yes,
exactly.
And do you know what? Like previously I would have said, oh, but you get the vibe, you know, you trust your gut, blah, blah, blah. I trusted my gut and I was like anally assaulted.
Yeah.
Really like aggressively and it like really 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 badly sexually assaulted.
Yeah, and that particular
person,
and
I had been seeing this guy for 3 weeks and I had his phone number, I knew his name, I knew where he lived, I knew where he worked.
And that's the thing about going with your gut and going with vibes. That person is still on the scene and they are very well liked.
Yeah.
Because
he's a charming,
charismatic, all the rest. And
even in that moment, managed to convince me that I wasn't assaulted and that I was overreacting and being hysterical.
Yeah.
So like, and I am a big believer in generally trusting your gut and just listening to that voice. And, you know, if you have that fucking knot in your stomach, get the hell out of there. And it has served me very, very well in life. And I think ultimately that is always going to be more important than any kind of precautions you can take online. But it's not 100%.
No, it's not 100%. And again, we're back to this thing of it shouldn't be our responsibility to prevent something bad happening to us.
No.
And because it's not completely within our control. In fact, it's very little within our control.
No, instead of saying women should do this, 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 don't do this, that, the other to keep men from assaulting you, we should just say men should not assault women.
Yes. Exactly. That is.
Do you know what I mean? Literally. And like, I have had this row many times on the Fab forum. I think I've gotten a couple of bans for this one where I've spoken about my experience and people have been at me
to say, oh, you should have done this. You should have done that. Did you say no? Did you push him away? Did you do da 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 da?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, then.
And I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. Do you know, I don't want to raise my daughter. With her, I don't want to teach her that she has to go to extraordinary lengths every day to keep herself safe from predatory men.
Mm. The one thing that I will say, though, is having these little routines and sort of catches almost, sometimes they do produce a red flag that you can pay attention to and call the whole thing off.
Like, oh yeah, and I think most of the time, like, that is that, I feel like that was the exception. I'm not trying to say that like all of this is pointless, you're gonna get assaulted.
Yeah, I do think that the main purpose and how they are most useful is if someone pushes back on your very reasonable, what I believe to be very reasonable personal safety measures.
Yes.
If they have a problem with it, then you know that that person is likely not actually a safe person to meet.
No, absolutely. And you know what? There's nothing more attractive than laying all this out for a guy and he's like, cool, totally understand. Yeah, happy to go along with whatever you want, whatever makes you feel comfortable. Mm. That's super attractive.
Yeah, or when they...
That's a green flag.
A green flag, yeah. Or sometimes they'll be like, just want to let you know, like, there's absolutely no pressure. Like, in meeting, I don't have any expectations. If all we end up is having a conversation and a coffee. I really appreciate that.
Mm.
Because the opposite is so often true, which is that...
I don't think I've ever had a man say that to me, actually.
When they meet you, they are fully expecting, because they have expended the effort to come to your home or whatever, that you are going to have sex with them. And
as payment.
As payment for their journey. Yeah, I don't know.
On the fucking 46A bus, because he can't afford a car because he lives with his mom.
That's actually another one of my deal breakers now, somebody who doesn't drive. They're mounting up by the day. It's just an inconvenience to me if someone doesn't
drive.
To be
fair, you are getting older by the day. So, like, the potential man is also getting older. So, you know, when you were 25, demanding he had a car maybe was unreasonable. But when you're approaching 40, it's a bit like, well, I'd also like you to have an investment account, please.
Do you have a pension?
And a good pension. Do you have a new pension.
Yeah. And then I guess on the actual date itself, like, obviously meet in a public place, you should let your friend know that you're there, but again, just go with your gut. Like, if you're not feeling it, don't put yourself under pressure to give someone a chance if you're not feeling it. If it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no.
Yeah, 100%.
That is my mantra at the moment, which is partially resulting in me getting absolutely no sex whatsoever. There's very few fuck yeses going on in my inbox.
If anybody
right
thought this is a how-to podcast.
No, this is a how to have a very sexless existence.
Mm. But, you know, I'd rather be sexless than get assaulted because it's not fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
for sure.
What else? There's definitely other stuff that you can do. Like, there's probably so much stuff that we do that we don't even fucking think of because it's so ingrained in us to be like wary all the time.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Like, if you think about, you know, when you're walking home at night or whatever, and it isn't about dating or whatever, but, you know, cross the street.
I have a recommendation. Blah,
blah, blah. Yes.
Adopt a pit bull.
Yes. Yeah, so bring him everywhere with you.
I've never felt so safe on the streets because people look at the dog and they're like, fuck.
Yeah.
I stop locking my door at night because I'm not sweating it. Like,
how is that going to work when you do start having sex again? Like, the men
honestly think I'm never going to, I don't know what I hear.
He's not going to respond well.
Also, there would be like, it would literally shrivel my clitoris if a man came to my house and was afraid of my dog. Like, and I also couldn't hold it against anybody for being afraid of him because he's a 50-kilo pit bull with half his face chopped off. He looks like a fucking Bond villain.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really, that's an unrealistic expectation for like, oh, men need to be immediately comfortable with my dog. But if I see you scared, I'm like, it's dead.
You're
dead in the water.
Over.
Head home. Like,
I mean, that's fair enough. That's like the guy I was texting during lockdown. He was afraid of the cat. He wasn't afraid of the cat. He just didn't like the cat. But I translated that to being afraid of the cat.
Absolutely.
Which was very unattractive.
Absolutely. So I think it's just hotel sex.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm fine with. Yeah, I won't be paying.
Obviously not. That's another podcast topic that
I'll
we can
contact
discuss.
All the men who are currently queued up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah, do.
Let them know
that they need to start booking hotels. Wow.
Yeah. Just let them know.
Yeah.
We can all start having sex with each other.
But I guess on the whole, you know, just be sensible. Keep it low key online. Keep it to your comfort level. Don't overshare too much. You know, you can always like blur out identifying tattoos, keep the pictures nice and closely cropped so people can't see like your background or whatever. You know, try and not use the same usernames. Just try and keep a little bit of separation.
Just be smart. But I think one of the biggest things is like take your time with guys too.
Mm.
Like, you know, if you're texting somebody, and this is different for everybody, but if you're texting somebody who's like demanding a fucking face pic right now, and you don't feel comfortable yet, you're not there yet, don't fucking send it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know, just take things at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to give out your phone number, don't give out your phone number.
Yeah, totally.
You don't have to give out your phone number. If you don't want to move things to Kick, don't fucking do it. Like,
yeah.
Just do things on your terms.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think any guy who is accepting of that is way less likely to be troubled down the road.
Yeah,
and
I
any
agree.
Guy who kicks up a fuss at those small things is possibly going to be much more trouble down the road. So
mm-hmm.
I think those initial sort of like setting boundaries in the beginning gives you a good sense of like where that person's head's at.
Absolutely. Stay safe out there, guys. Wear a condom as well. That's a different topic.
They don't work. I wore a condom.
Did you?
I had sex with a condom. Just over 11
just
years ago. I fucking had a baby.
Well...
So just abstinence. Join us.
Join us in our abstinence. We are both incels now. We're involuntarily celibate. We should join one of those online forums for incels where they...
What is an incel? I don't know what that is.
An involuntarily celibate, usually a man.
Well, hang on. How long does it have to be celibate now? For me, it's been 4 months.
I think it's more of a like a lifestyle thing, I guess.
No,
it's a whole other topic that we can get into. It's my lifestyle. But actually what happens to me is that I do have sex. I did have sex a few months ago, but I just didn't count it because I didn't enjoy it very much.
No, it doesn't count.
It was fine. That's not what you want, you know?
No.
That's not the fab verification that you want to be given. It was fine.
I feel like the older I'm getting as well, the more I'm like, I would rather just give myself one.
Yeah.
Than settle for anything that's not like exceptional.
Really good. But it's so hard to find that.
It's very hard to know what will be exceptional.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, okay, I'll just recycle my men.
I would love to have a roster. Do you see all the women online talking about having a roster of like all the different guys that they hook up with?
No, I hate
they call them.
Who are they?
They call them their links. This is a very American concept of having a roster and the people that they like link up with or whatever. And you just go through them. You'll have your like and the
black book,
sort of like that. But the men will be in different positions on the roster. So like number one is your go-to, your favorite, and then number two and so on and so forth. And so if your number one is busy, you go to your number two and so
that's
on down
cool.
the roster.
I like that.
A fucking chance would be a fine thing. If I could get one on my roster, I'd be happy.
I think I could get Margaret back.
You probably could
Margaret
get Margaret back
to the podcast.
That was good sex.
We text all the time. I think he's smiling to himself right now.
He's
like,
going to slide
fucker.
Into your DMs now.
He's not. He'll just WhatsApp me. Ugh. We talk all the time.
Okay, fair enough.
And every now and then he tries to make it sexy. I'm like, I see what you're doing.
But I see.
No.
But now you've just said that you do want to have sex with him again.
No, I'm saying I think I could if I wanted to.
Oh, but you don't. Well, there, silence speaks volumes. There you go. Let's wrap it up with that question lingering in the air. Thanks everyone for listening to Pure Filth.
It was fun.
You can find us on Instagram at Pure Filth Podcast, and you can also follow us on Patreon. The link will be in our Instagram bio or in the show notes. Various benefits we have over there, so many. We have a close friends feed, we have a monthly bonus video episode, we have monthly Instagram lives, we have events, we have nights out, we have
merch.
We have merch. What
loads.
Is that?
There's
loads,
loads
of things.
Of stuff.
Should you come
stuff.
On over and support us? We would be very grateful if you did come over and subscribe just to help us cover the costs of recording the pod and bringing you more glorious filth into your ear holes.
I hate when you say ear that. Ear holes. Like, I hate. I just think of like a dick in my ear.
Well, I've never done that. Have you?
No. No.
Your face.
I swear, it was just one time.
More filth in your podcast app. Is that better?
Yeah. Look, just sign up.
Just sign up. And I will stop talking about putting dicks in ear holes if you do. That's my promise. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you again in a few weeks. Bye.